to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes, all through MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges, 620-340-7732.
Barn homes are all the rage these days. With maintenance-free living on the outside and endless possibilities on the inside, what's not to love? If you're thinking of having one built, MRSK Buildings should be your first stop. Jeff and Brady have years of experience and will guide you through the process with ease. MRSK Buildings at 2604 West Highway 50, across from Bluestem in Emporia. MRSK Buildings, our business is your building.
And today on our primetime newsmaker, we are happy to be joined over the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Mr. Scott Hayes, as we will be talking about the Polar Plunge coming up in the new year. Scott, first and foremost, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
We're doing pretty good. Glad to have you on here. It's always a good time to talk about the Polar Plunge.
Well, it's going to be the coolest pool party of the year coming up on Saturday, February 21st, Mouse Lake here in Emporia. A lot of the details are pretty much what you've expected over the last nearly two decades, and we're excited to go, raising money for Special Olympics Kansas.
Scott, what's your focus at this particular point of the game? Clearly, you know, we've got to get people to participate, but what are some of the other processes that you've got fully underway here as we close out the calendar year and then get ready for the event in a couple of months?
Well, I think the big thing is letting people know registration is open. As you said, getting plungers signed up, plungeks.org, and then look for the Emporia Plunge. So that's the first thing. But, you know, at this point, as we get ready to close out 2025 and move into 2026, we're looking for sponsors for the plunge coming up in February. So if you're a business and maybe you're looking to make one last charitable donation before the end of the year and for tax purposes or whatever like that, then definitely get a hold of us. You can reach out to myself at Norfolk Iron and Metal, get a hold of Dominic Bortherms at the Emporia Police Department, or John Kelsch at the Lyon County Sheriff's Department, and we can kind of walk you through what the different levels are and what each of those entails. But you know, then it's just kind of, we still got some planning stuff to do. We all have checklists we're kind of working through and making sure all our T's are dotted and I's are crossed as we get ready for February 21st.
Scott, what's the support level kind of been like the last few years, and what's it been like so far while we're still a little ways out here from the plunge itself?
Support level from the community, support level from businesses, or just in general? Let me just answer my own question.
Sure.
The support level has been great. We went through a little bit of a lull with plunge numbers as far as the number of plungers right around COVID, which was to be expected. You know, it was a little different those first couple years of COVID. And then, but the plunge numbers have come back. Our donation numbers have bounced back. And we continue to see great support from the business community. And, you know, I think it really goes to what the cause is, benefiting Special Olympics Kansas. It's a cause people can get behind easily. And so it's just a fun event. I say it every year, right? Even if you're not plunging, it's a great spectator sport, quote unquote. And we continue to see that the crowds come out, the plungers come out, the business community support. So we're looking forward to the plunge coming up Saturday, February 21st at Mouse Lake.
Scott, I wanted to give you kind of a chance to maybe drill down a little bit more into not only supporting the specific event, but really how the funds help Special Olympics athletes, you know, locally with the state games and really everything from here to there, from Emporia to Wichita. Getting a chance to, I guess, maybe to frame this as you're speaking with somebody who hasn't donated in the past, isn't a longstanding business supporter here of the Polar Plunge. Where does their money go, and how does that enhance really the life experience for Special Olympians to be involved?
Well, a portion of the money, of course, helps to put on the summer games and the different Special Olympics activities throughout the course of the year, but a portion of the money also goes to the different screening events they have in conjunction with those, and a lot of the Special Olympics athletes, they're able to get different screenings that may not have been available to them otherwise. Health screenings, I guess, is the best way to describe those. And I think as much as anything else, you know, you get the camaraderie from the athletes participating in the events, but you also get to know that There's a health aspect to that that you're providing for them when you donate to Special Olympics Kansas. And I say it often, you have not had the joy of getting to meet a Special Olympics athlete, do yourself a favor and find one of those events. Basketball tournaments are starting to ramp up. There's a lot of bowling going on this time of year. Find out when one of those events is happening and just go and meet some of those Special Olympics athletes and watch how they interact with each other, watch how they interact with anyone in the crowd, and you'll see why it's a special thing to be part of.
Well, and Scott, obviously one of the big things is the summer games that take place for the state every year in Wichita. Of course, a lot of activities surrounding that as well. How does the Polar Plunge maybe kind of help serve as a quote-unquote pump-up for that activity that's going to take place later in the year and maybe sort of an unofficial kickoff of sorts?
Well, much like we're doing this morning where we're talking about something that's still, you know, 2.5 months away, when we get to the plunge in February, we're going to be talking a lot more about what that money goes to, right? We're going to be previewing the Law Enforcement Torch Run, which comes up right before the Summer Games, and previewing the Summer Games. So it absolutely is an opportunity to continue talking about the great things that Special Olympics does in our state and in our communities. Again, it's just one more opportunity for us to continue to bring that up.
Scott Hayes again joining us, longtime organizer of local Special Olympics as we get ready for Polar Plunge in February. Scott, is the event schedule going to hold pretty similar to years past with gathering beforehand, then you have the gathering on site, reciting of the pledge, and then you get into the plunge?
Yeah, I think those are some of the details we're still working on. Hopefully more information will be online at plungeks.org if you go look at it, but right now, we are looking at an off-site registration at the Emporia Senior Center starting at around 8:30, and that'll go till probably 10:30, and then we'll move away from the Senior Center and go out to Mouse Lake where we'll finish registration and continue selling the ducks for Pluck-A-Duck and before the plunge right around. I guess we'll probably start costume judging at about 11, 11:15, and then the plunge at 11:30, and we're usually done by noon out there, so I know it is February, so typically it's not like warm weather, although we have had a few of those days, but normally it isn't. So if you're worried about being out there and being cold for too long, obviously you can get out there just after 11 and be back in your car by noon and not have to spend all morning out in the cold. But yeah, schedule-wise, I think we're pretty much online with what we've been looking at the last couple years again. Pre-registration at the Emporia Senior Center at around 8:30, and then start the on-site registration, kind of finish that up out there around 11, maybe just a little bit before the plunge at 11:30.
Scott, as Chuck had mentioned, you know, longtime organizer, you've been involved with this for quite some time. Can you recall what might be the coldest water temperature that you've seen for this particular event? And that kind of leads into a second question, but I kind of wanted to hear your response on that first.
Okay. It's either the first or second year, I think. I think the second year we had to have a saw out there and cut the ice, and the ice they cut to make the area for us to jump into was at least 4 or 5 inches thick. So they had, like, the fire department comes out for us and puts on their wetsuits and gets in the water. And so they came out early, and they had basically a saw that they would use at a wreck, right, to open up a door if it was not opening, and they used that to cut into the ice. That probably was the coldest water. I would say, for me personally, I'm still going to say first year because I had no idea what to expect, so that just seemed colder to me. But I think the year we had to cut the ice was probably the coldest water.
Yeah, I can imagine the first time you do it, you have an expectation in your mind, and then sometimes you hit that water and it exceeds those expectations. Is there any...
I don't know if that's the right word, Tegan. Expectation. I didn't know what to expect. And I don't know about exceeding. I don't know that anything exceeded expectations. When you don't know what to expect, it's just pure shock.
Fair
but
enough.
It's pure shock that lasts for literally less than 60 seconds.
Sure.
And you warm up pretty quick when you come out of the tent and you have your warm clothes on and there's a handful of Special Olympics athletes there, and they have giant smiles on your face. So whatever shock you felt for being in the cold water goes away pretty quickly. But again, expectations, I don't think, are the right word.
You can't really mentally prepare for it until you do it.
Correct.
I gotcha. Just a dovetail off of that, is there any level of temperature that would be deemed unsafe to where you wouldn't be able to plunge?
I don't know. I would guess maybe if we were really cold air temperature-wise, mm-hmm. where we felt like we couldn't get people warm and comfortable in a quick enough time, then possibly. But we've been out there on some fairly cold days where the air temperatures were in the 30s, and we still plunged. I would suppose if we had a snap where it was obviously wind chills were down in the single digits or air temperatures were down in the teens or single digits, we may look at having to postpone it or push it later in the day or something. But you know, knock on wood, we've been fortunate that even on years when we've had snow either on the ground leading up to or even snow falling during the plunge, air temperatures have been okay that we've still been able to go on with the plunge. And, you know, we do call it a polar plunge.
I was going to say, it's not called the polar plunge for nothing.
Right. So, you know, some of that is kind of built into the title. So we expect, sure. you know, we expect it to be cold. We expect to be cold when we jump in and get out of the water. So, but, you know, we try to do things like have the tent set up, have heaters going in there, allow people a place to change into some warm clothes as soon as possible. So I would hope that we don't have an issue where the temperature keeps us from being able to hold the plunge. You know, sometimes Mother Nature has other ideas, though, so that's
fair enough.
Kind of out of our control, right?
Absolutely. Well, Scott, as always, we appreciate you stopping in and giving us an update on how things are going there. Of course, the Polar Plunge coming up in February, Saturday, February 21st, 2026. More information at plungeks.org. Scott, thanks for making the time for us, man. We really appreciate it.
No problem. I just want to remind everybody, you can pre-register now if you're interested in being a sponsor. You can find information at plungeks.org, or again, reach out to myself at Norfolk Iron and Metal, John Kelch at the Sheriff's Department, or Dominic Vorderms at the Emporia Police Department. Or if you happen to know someone who's on the plunge committee, you can talk to them, and we'll get the information you need to you. But the coolest pool party of the year coming up Saturday, February 21st at Mouse Lake. And again, we always appreciate Lindy Wetzel and her family for providing that location for us. So we'll be back where we've been every year since the plunge has started here in Emporia.
Fantastic. Scott, thanks again, man. We appreciate it, and hope everything goes well come plunge time.
All right, you too. You guys have a great weekend, and if I don't talk to you before, have a happy holidays.
Hey, you too.
Well, thank you so much. That is Scott Hayes, one of the longtime organizers of the Polar Plunge here in Emporia, joining us here on our Primetime Newsmaker. Yeah, the coolest pool party of the year. I like that tagline, Chuck.
It's good. If you want to be part of our Newsmaker spots, which are 720 every weekday, our first available one is now